You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because every time Miles has gotten a sack and a loss this year, it's somehow turned into a bad thing or a denigration of Miles. So I do think that.
So that's interesting. I know you want to ask a question here, but like, what is the vibe going to be like? We're probably going to lose this game, okay? Let's just be, can we be adults about this? We're probably going to lose this game.
I'd rather not be.
The most realistic opportunities or results out of this weekend is we lose the game and Miles sets the record.
Fair.
Monday at 2, are we leading with Miles breaking the record or are we leading with something else?
Depends on how Shador plays.
Okay.
Fair.
Very fair. I mean, listen, sometimes things like the quarterback takes priority, but it is interesting to think about it from that perspective. Like we're talking about the record a lot. We're dissecting the record a lot, but ultimately, is it going to be anything more than that's very nice. I'm happy that happened.
Well, I think you and I probably will. I think a lot of people in the station will. But I think we're going to be met with resistance. And what I mean by that is not you and me personally, but I think there are going to be people lining up. There will be a segment of people lining up to denigrate what Miles just accomplished. And it's a shame. It really is.
Oh, they're going to denigrate it.
Yeah, they'll say it doesn't mean bleep. They'll say, "Oh, congrats, you did it on a 3-win team."
Oh, you see, now that part loses me. I don't know. You see, the win-loss record in this shouldn't take precedent to it all. I'd be shocked if we have any actual, and I know you're talking more about like Twitter people and people on the internet, which they do matter from a fan perspective.
Twitter people makes it sound like mole people.
That's what I think about the internet people sometimes. I
do. We live underground and we spew hate all around. We tried.
It makes the internet a much better place if you just think of them as mole people.
Yeah.
You just think they're all just one group and they all just exist in their own little world and it just is what it is. No, but like seriously, it'll be interesting to see what the reaction will be because I think a lot of people are just going to have almost like, I'm happy for Miles. I think that's great that happened. But the idea that we would be like celebrating or dancing in the streets, I just don't think is going to be a reality for this.
I do want to circle back to this real quick, but I like 6 months from now, does it really matter if Miles breaks it in a win or a loss?
No, it doesn't, because he's already locked up. First off, in general, I don't know that it matters if he even breaks it in its totality, because he's already locked up one of the better defensive players, player of the year seasons you're ever going to see. So this is his second DPOY. Like, he's built up his Canton resume as much as he possibly needs to build it up. He has erased all of the bad that we thought was going to happen coming off of the demands of the trade and the Super Bowl radio row week. Like, he's absolved himself of it all, and he's gotten himself to a really nice spot, which ultimately is, you are so good at your job, we don't even care what happened previously.
I think it's going to be, I think Miles, and this is, it's not entirely fair. Miles has been blamed more over the last 5 years for the Browns not fulfilling Super Bowl window number one more than any other player. Nick Chubb didn't get blamed for it. Denzel hasn't got any blame for it. Baker certainly didn't get any blame for it, although I do think that one year people put a lot on him, but and the Browns made the worst trade in NFL history. Like, I think Miles, up next to Stefanski and Barry, has gotten more blame. Blame's the wrong word. More vitriol spewed at him because of the Browns' failure to win consistently in a way that I don't think is concurrent with what it should be. Like, Miles isn't different duck. Miles is not Joe Thomas. They're very different guys. But for how great Miles is, man, there's still a lot of people just saying a lot of things that are true to what they feel about him. But just the idea that Miles isn't elevated to the same level of a Joe or a Nick Chubb or something like that, I'm surprised we haven't reached a point where the football's just so good, you just have to be like, no, that's my edge rusher, and that's just kind of it.
So I think that's what this season is about for a lot of people, though. Like, and I think if we can just speak on in general, I mean, you said a lot of things about Miles, and I thought we were very critical of Miles at certain points of last year, and this year, how have you spoke about him? You know, you're like, let's appreciate what we're seeing here. Like, let's talk about how great he is. Let's talk about what this sack record is. Like, it seems like almost you've made a complete change. You've always liked Miles. I'm not saying you didn't like Miles. Yeah. But, like, it felt like this season, because there were some dark times there this offseason with yourself and Miles. It felt like this season has kind of put a lot of that in the rearview mirror. And I think for a lot of fans, it feels that way as well.
I just think it's interesting. Like, I've heard a word attached to Miles that very rarely for a player as good as Miles is, and no, as great as Miles is, has just, we've not tagged our great players like this historically. And it's the word mercenary.
Hmm.
And I understand the idea. Like, Donovan was seen as a mercenary until he re-signed, two summers ago, right? And because he re-signed, there was almost a forgiveness of you're now one of us, right? Miles hasn't gotten that. And I know it's a lot there. I know it's a trade request. I know it's the grounds with which he put the trade request, yeah, and then how he, like, I understand.
It's because there are enough people like myself that felt like if he could have had his druthers, he wouldn't be here right now. And that's okay. I mean, he is here, but, like, truthfully, if you hooked me up to a lie detector, do I think Myles Garrett is happy to be on a 3-win team this season and take away some of his prime years and use a 22.5 sack season on this Browns team? I would tell you, not a chance.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I just think if this season isn't enough to shake the mercenary tag, I mean, the only thing I can think of that would change it is continuing to do what he's done previously. But
this season should further stamp down the mercenary tag.
It hasn't. I mean, I think if you heard any of the discussion on the station today, or certainly the times we brought up Miles' record, or you look on social media and the mole people when that happens, there's still a lot of people that are like, no, 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 very good player. Great player. Yep.
Are we getting mercenary, our definition of this, different or something? I'm thinking mercenary like he's here, but he doesn't want to be here. Is that right?
I mean, I think mercenary is close, but I think mercenary is you're a singular talent, you're a great player, but you're not one of us.
That's different to me.
Like I think it's a level of buy-in.
Like why is he not as perceived to be an all-time great?
The word is beloved. That's another one.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And that part, by the way, people that are suggesting that aren't wrong.
No, they're not.
Miles is not. He's not as beloved as some of the other greats that we've had throughout the Browns' years. I've always been confused by that part of things. I don't know why that is. He's always been great. But even from Jump Street, when we talked about like the peak John Dorsey years, people loved Baker way more than they loved Miles. You mentioned Nick Chubb, 100% right about that. Nick Chubb's always been more beloved. I'd put Denzel Ward in this category. For a local kid and as awesome as he's been, I would say he fits more in the Miles bucket than he does the Nick Chubb bucket.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. Also, this is unfair, but he's had injury problems, and people in this common era, the Twitter era, are ruthless with guys that have injuries. They just are. I mean, we saw how quickly a lot of people wrote off Baker because of one injury and because of one bad season. I honestly think the Denzel stuff's worse. I that really bugs me that he doesn't get the hometown love.
He never does.
And that people argue, well, he's from Nordonia, he's from Cleveland. But instead of each side trying to claim him, there are people being like, no, I'm a Clevelander and he's from Nordonia.
You should be fighting to claim him.
That stuff to me really bugs me. But with Miles, like, I do want to acknowledge, like, Miles has some ownership in this. Like, whether it's his personality and being aloof, whether it's, I think there's a perception that Miles is more of a selfish player. And I don't think Miles has done a good job at dispelling that with some of his actions. There was the car accident. There have been times where Miles has seen me first place early in his career. There was questions about his motor and whether he was playing on all the downs. Like, some of this stuff is fair, but it's interesting to me that we're 9 years in?
Yeah.
He's on the precipice of breaking the record, if you are a pass rusher, that everybody wants to break, even though it's not as big as, like, passing yards or touchdowns in a season. This is still as big as you can get on the defensive side of the ball. And it's the people that love Miles, I love Miles. But there isn't the same kind of thing as if it was Joe Thomas breaking a record or if it was Baker breaking a record or Nick Chubb. And it's I actually do see everybody's side. But there's a part of this that just kind of makes me sad. You know, like, for any criticism I've had of Miles, this is a defining moment in his career. And so I feel a little bad for him. And I also feel bad that we Browns fans can't just unite around this.
Well, what seems weird is that he gets more love nationally than he does locally.
Yeah, no, that's something we've talked about a lot.
That's the part I feel always odd about, is that, like, right now he's at a spot, and this is where Miles will have a lot of and he'll have a lot of love shown on Sunday if it happens, but he is universally recognized as the best player on planet Earth on the defensive side of the ball. And it's not even close. Like, we used to do the TJ Watt stuff, all this other night. It's not even close right now. And so, like, that I think is interesting, and that I think is awesome for him. But, like, from a national perspective, people rave about not only the pass rush that he can do, the run defense, and just how an all-around player he is in the world where so many guys are like Micah Parsons that just do one trick. They don't do the whole everything. And it's just not, we just don't look at him the same way here. We just don't.
So I'm going to move the Miles stuff and his part of this over to the side. I think early in his career, he was a face of bad teams. And then I think post the Baker era, I think a little bit of it is Baker and the fact that he was behind Baker not being here anymore, whether that's true or not, that's how people feel. And I also think, people look at him and go, well, how great can you really be, no matter what the sacks are, no matter what the defensive analytics are, if you're on a 3-win team? And or previously, guys, on a 7-win team or an 8-win team. If you're that great, how come you only have one playoff win in now 6 years, the last 6 years? And again, like, I don't know. I'll throw in, this is a little bit of the Twitter era too. This just zero-sum thing of, did you win a championship or did you do this? Did you do this? Did you not do this? Like, what bugs me about it is, Cleveland has historically been a player town. We fire coaches quick. We fire GMs quick. We mother bleep the owner quicker than anybody. And we smell BS quicker than just about anybody on the planet. But, man, we always stood by our players, right? We always overrated our players. That was the whole thing. I mean, I'm sure you even saw it early in your time here where it's like, No. Kevin Love is the third best player in the NBA. Like, silly. Like, Matthew Dellavedova is the greatest sixth man ever. And there's a part of me that, again, I understand it. I really do. But I hate what that part of it, the kind of discourse around sports and the zero-sum game, I hate that this is just not something we're just kind of rallying around, Miles, and just being like, hey, man, this is cool. You're making Cleveland proud by doing this. I think there's a lot of people doing it, but I don't think it's unanimous.
Okay,
and I think that's what I think might... Again, I don't want
to... Let's explore it for a second, though, because even like with LeBron, and there was obviously reasons for LeBron, but LeBron was not universally beloved, and like it just... Like,
he was the first time.
The first time, yeah, but again, like as incidents happen, as things pile up, right? This is what we're talking about with Miles. As incidents happen, as things pile up, and I'm trying to get to like the greats of the greats that we've had here. Lindor versus J-Ram was always a Lindor versus J-Ram thing. You know, like you were team Lindor, you were team J-Ram, and it was never like a let's get all on the same page there. And ultimately, J-Ram won out that battle. But like, there's something about the greats of this city that isn't, they don't match on to the same way that the, I don't know, let's call them the second tier guys do. The guys that are a little less than that. But Joe Thomas did, though. So that's maybe I don't know.
Well, I think Joe did. I think LeBron early did. I'm trying to think of, like, I never remember this problem with... I remember people looking at Albert Bell and being like, this guy's problematic, but he's on our side. Like, I remember making excuses for a lot of really great players. It's interesting in this era that we just...
I don't think it's a Cleveland-specific thing, though. Like, I do wonder if Myles Garrett was on a different team, if this would kind of be where their fan base is as well. It always struck me peculiar that, like, Texas A&M does nothing with Myles Garrett.
Or maybe Miles does nothing with A&M.
Maybe that's part of it, too. You know what I mean?
In fairness, that's a weird cult.
They are a weird cult. But like, they're definitely a weird cult. I live 90 minutes from there. It's a weird cult. But like, it's interesting. But even within that, if you want to say like, oh, he does nothing in College Station, okay, fine. For years, he would do like all this charitable stuff around the city. He would do these meet up at dog events that he was doing where he just go and hang out with people and play with their puppies. Like, he did everything you would want somebody to do that was a superstar. You liked the puppy thing, didn't you?
I was trying to make a double entendre, but I'm gonna step off because you're cooking.
Please, the floor is yours.
Have you shut down the skillet? 216-474-0092.
Have I shut down the skillet?
Will Miles ever shake the mercenary tag in Cleveland? Adam, Tommy, line 4. We'll get to you guys and a defense of Kevin Stefanski in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.